West Tigers, 32-6 over Cronulla Sutherland. And we've been speaking extensively about that and how great it is for the club and how great it is for you West Tigers fans. It's been a big week for our old mate, our former colleague Chris Hyington, member of the 300 Club. The day before the game, back on Friday, he was with Dean Halitau, Benji and others at the West Tigers 2005 Premiership win reunion, which I'm sure was a big day. Hindog is part of Benji's coaching staff, and the great Chris Hyington is on the line. Hindog, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Can we go, now, don't be serious coach on us, but can we credit this win to you because you were the architect?
Of course, of course. I was everything a part of it. Now, Benji did an awesome job. He got the boys ready, and we worked hard through the preseason, and you know, we finally put a 80 minutes performance together like we've been working in the preseason to do. So, it was a really good performance, and it was good to do it at home at Leichhardt there.
So our first thought for today, Chris, is unexpected wins based on that performance last night. Unexpected for everyone, I'm sure, but you guys. It must be so satisfying with the work that you put in and going through training and thinking, okay, that they're up for this one. But you're up against a really good team who hadn't been beaten yet. So it was an unexpected win for everyone, I'm sure, outside of you lot.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, they're a really good team. They're a really good attacking team, and they've gone well over the last few years, really consistent. So we knew it was going to be hard, but we knew if we stuck to our game plan and we previewed a few areas, we could get them. And the boys, to their credit, really, really did that and stuck to the game plan and come off a brilliant win, man. I was so happy for them and all the fans who turned out. I think it was a sellout. And, you know, they can feel the momentum there at Leichhardt, and they get on the back of it, all the fans. And it was just great to see, and, you know, everyone played really well, and it was a great night for the West Tigers.
I know a listener pointed out yesterday that watching the coverage post-game in the sheds, the players were singing their team song, but they were singing it off sheets. They had to read the words, but there is a reason for that. I believe you may have written the hybrid version of the team song, but what's the story with it?
Yeah, so we thought, like, because it was all new, it's obviously 25 years of the West Tigers, and, you know, it was got a lot of history there of the West Magpies and the Balmain Tigers. So we mixed that song together, just create connection between the history of the two clubs. And, you know, moving forward, we thought it was a great idea. We went to Queenstown and the boys had to help put it together and they had to sing it together. So it was just the connection thing. But I think it's important to, you know, the players who have played before us, you know, it's a part of that as well. So I think it's great. And obviously the boys don't know the song yet, but over the years, hopefully we can sing it a lot more.
Hino, mate, I was watching you. It's good to hear your voice too, by the way, mate. So welcome back.
It's the Groover.
How are you, brother? mate, last night I was watching you on the TV, and there was a point there, I think, there was a try that got disallowed. Might have been Buller scored a try, but you could see there speaking about don't worry about what happens here, just what matters next. Was that basically the game plan last night? Go out and just rip and tear for and do what's happening in front of you and just worry about what's next?
Yeah, it's a good question because we've been always thinking like too far ahead when just let's worry about what we can do right now. And, you know, we can't make the decision for the boys or the refs are, you know, in full control of that. So, yeah, I just felt like they were a little bit frantic and they kept looking up at the screen. So I was just trying to bring them back down, get their heart rate down and go again. They were performing really good up until that moment and they kept the momentum. So, yeah, I was just into them about putting an 80 minutes performance together. And I get on there a bit stressed out, but, yeah, it was just good to see them put everything together.
Well, mate, bring back some great memories. I remember you barking orders at us sometimes about just calming down. And
oh, I don't know about that, mate. That
yeah, mate,
you.
I remember, don't worry. But also, mate, what about, obviously, you talk about the game plan. And what I noticed last night with your Tigers is that it was all based around effort and energy. It didn't take any skill for them to do what they did last night. They focused on their kick chase and their you know, line speed and getting into tackles, their marker tackles. Was that something you've worked on during the week as well?
Yeah, we've worked on it all pre-season. Since Ben's took over, we got together as coaches before, you know, months before training started, and we wanted to work on them little things, but they're the big things, you know. They end up being the big things in games, so yeah, they pushed limits in them areas. And like you mentioned, effort areas is huge. And yeah, we really ticked every box in that area, you know. And I thought we really went at them as well. We led the line speed and we won the collision, I thought, as well. So with the ball and without it, and it's a big part of the game. And, you know, they're a good forward pack, the Cronulla Sharks. And I thought that the Tigers got over him. So it was a great achievement.
Hi, no, great to see you smiling last night. And it's always a lot more fun when you're smiling and you're winning, and it makes things easier. So may you have some more continued success. But I want to ask you about, well, your old play there. You've got Appy Kiriasau, but at the other end of the spectrum, Lachlan Gowan, he's only 18. He has been so impressive. Even in the games you've lost, he's looked like a ready-made first grader, and he seems to have, as Andrew says, time. He just looks a good player, and he's only 18. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's a great kid. His first pre-season, he's come in. He's a Campbelltown junior. He grew up in Campbelltown. I think he had a little stint at Para, and we got him back. And as soon as we seen him, we knew this was a guy, a long-term future for the West Tigers. We identified that early just through his training. He won all the fitness tests like that Bronco test all the clubs do, and he smashed it by a mile. And he just really fit and just plays footy. He's a shy kid. On his debut, all his family come in and they'll tell him stories about him. But he's just a great kid, and he just loves playing footy. And, you know, he's got a big future in the NRL and hopefully at the West Tigers for a long time. But, yeah, Benji, he loves him and identified him early and doesn't like game plan much around him. He just wants him to do the first thing that comes to his head. And, you know, his last two performances have been unreal. And Appy Kiriasau is just a leader as well for us. He's been so good leading the younger boys, and his performance last night was unbelievable going into the game with a virus. I'm just happy for, you know, obviously our captain and one of the young kids coming through. It's awesome.
Well, he'll stay young with blokes like Lachlan and Jareem Buller. That youth is fantastic. So it looks like there's a good future. But you know, Heine, you've been around long enough to know that you've got to back it up next Easter Monday. It'll be here, I think, is it? Western Sydney Stadium against Parramatta. A little bit like the Bulldogs, who had a great win at their spiritual ground yesterday as well. You've got to back it up the next week. Even if you don't win, you've got to back it up with a good performance.
Yeah, you're right. And Benji mentioned that after the game. It's so important for us. And I think we've found our identity as a team. So we've just got to put it out every week and make sure, like Louis said, them effort areas are up. And, you know, take the teams we get beat by, they've got to be at their best to beat us. That's our motto. We want to go hard every week and make everyone proud, from our family to our fans to everyone. You know, just go and give it our all. And you've seen a lot of that last night. So hopefully we can build on the back of it. But, you know, it all comes back to hard work. So.
Now, talking about hard work, when we catch up, we like talking about surfing. And
mate, Luke Lewis is hard work, isn't he?
Yeah, oh,
come on, Heino. Don't jump on his bandwagon, brother.
He's torture. But I want to say,
I've done a lot of travelling and just listening to you guys. It feels like I'm there. So you're doing a really good job.
How good is it, Heino, to see Molly Picklum doing so well? I know you've had a bit to do with her training and all of those things, but she is killing it on the World Surfing Tour.
Yeah, so I started with her when she was like 14, I think, with her strength and conditioning, 15 years old. So just love seeing her just thrive and just charge in big ways and just dominate, you know. And she's just creating history there of the lady surfing, which is unbelievable. Only been 21 years old. So, yeah, I'm really happy for her. She's doing really well.
We're talking with C.W. Hynington, the assistant coach, one of them at the West Tigers. Hynd Doggy, just in relation to what was just brought up here. Now, you being a teammate of Louis in a premiership run at Cronulla, were the victim occasionally of a Louis prank, and you didn't like it. It's not your go. You were embarrassed. Have you got something for Gibbsy? You've been listening. You know what he goes through. As soon as he started talking on air today, his phone went. His program's gone. His pen's gone. And that's really just getting started. Is there any way you can help Jonty get through the trauma that Louis occasionally provides him?
I think he should not take anything besides himself to work.
Mm. Well,
to a different radio station. Yeah. I don't know.
He's gone through all that.
It was the best. Louis, you might have heard, but he didn't join us because his legs wouldn't fit into the seats on the aeroplane to Las Vegas. It was the best 7 days I've ever had. I was so happy. I was away. I had no jet lag. Army back was a bit sore, but basically, it was just like a holiday.
Yeah, I bet. That would have been a great experience for yourself in Vegas without Louis.
What was the worst one he did to you?
No, I never did anything.
You did. You're at cafe. To be fair, embarrassing him with knocking coffees back.
And he's got this mumbles game where we were at a cafe and waitress come over to order, but he'd just mumble. And I was a waitress who couldn't speak great English. So he'd go, blah, 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 blah. And then she couldn't understand what he was saying. I said, Gruber, stop. Stop, just order your food. Stop. And then the manager comes over. And Louis goes, oh, could I just get a flat white and bacon egg roll, please? And then he goes back to the arguing in the back. Back
she
to the
probably
kitchen.
Got sacked.
And then we went back a week later and he goes, oh, yeah, sorry about that, Louis. We had to fire her because she couldn't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, see?
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, he's eaten up.
You know,
he's
the, stuff,
Troy, I love
you know the thing about it, Hino? I'm not quite sure that he was mumbling. I think that was he wasn't G'ing up.
If English was only her second language, she's still one ahead of Louis. So.
She had to go back home. She couldn't get another job.
Oh, wow.
See, Louis, see the impact? You think you're not
all I did
damaged.
Was I left out my G's.
Yes, you can't find it. Still can't find your G's. Hindog, can you give us a rendition of the West Tigers' new theme song?
Oh, I can't, no. No.
All right. Well, the second option for you is to give us one of your famous good nights.
All right, this is Chris Hannington now from ABC Sport. Thank you for listening and good night.
Oh, you're back, baby.
Well done.
We miss
you,
Hindog.
Get me back on, boys. Get me back on.
I know. Well, mate, as soon as you get the punt from...
Get rid of Connor Watson. Get me back on. He took over.
As soon as you get the punt from being an assistant coach, we'll get you back on, Hindog.
Yeah, a couple of years, I'll be back.
Good on you, mate.